insist that she's a lunatic. Closer to the bone, she hardly ever visits upstairs. Would ride the telephone, well, I guess.
Ah, that brings me back. I don't know about you, but for those of you who rocked your way through the 90s, the word Fela and Trip to Tip probably bring back some fantastic memories. It is over 20 years on now and the festival is returning. Can you believe it? To Thurles, County Tipperary, featuring a return of almost the same lineup. All the Irish acts, The Stunning, Something Happens, Hot House Flowers, and as you just heard there, An Emotional Fish. Well, joining me now to discuss the return of the Trip to Tip is the curator and the host of Fela 2018, News Talk's own Tom Dunn. Tom, you're very welcome.
Kira, how are you?
I'm excited. I even got excited just hearing Celebrate there playing over my headphones.
Well, I'll tell you, not as excited as me. I'm actually sitting in the new stand in Thurles. I'm looking out over the grass. I'm looking at where the stage was 28 years ago. So I'm up in the middle of it. It's brilliant.
Can you believe it? Can you believe that you're putting the band back together, as it were? Not that the band ever went away, but you know what I mean?
Well, I thought it was just always getting too difficult. I met all the bands down the years, and every time we met up, we always thought, said it'd be great to do again, but it just never seemed to be right. But then with this, the idea of dealing with the Irish Chamber Orchestra, I think, was just a bit of magic that everyone thought, oh, that would be just brilliant. So yeah, I'm over the moon. I can't believe that everyone went for it. The Stunning, Hot House Flowers, An Emotional Fish, Something Happens, The Four of Us, Frank and Waters. And there are special guests being worked on that really will be special. So it's a brilliant lineup.
It is a stellar lineup of Irish bands from the kind of the 80s and 90s. Like, you know, every single one of them had massive smash hits in my youth.
Yeah.
So I presume a lot of the people who will be going to Fela this year will be people of my vintage rather than young ones and young fellas.
Well, I was thinking about that, and it's a phrase we're using, getting the gang back together. It's the kind of gang that you went with the first time. But I can't help thinking that that gang will be bringing their children. I mean, some of those people, their children will be in their early 20s, wouldn't they? Or certainly late teens.
They could be. My eldest is 18. That'd be about right.
There you go. And the thing you said about the songs is very true. Every single one of those bands had a song that still gets played on the radio, whether it's Don't Go from Hot House Flowers or Celebrate from The Emotional Fish or Mary from The Four of Us or Parachute from Us. They're still staples of Irish radio, mm-hmm. which is a testament to what was in the water at the time. Ireland was just full of enthusiasm and self-belief, and it was the beginning of a really good time in Ireland. And I think the bands captured that. They reflected it. So those songs with the chamber orchestra, oh my God.
And the Frank and Walters have had a kind of a renaissance with Young Offenders.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the best bands of all time, and a band who made it onto Top of the Pops and got to meet Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney came backstage to them to tell them how much he liked them. And songs like After All are timeless. Yeah. And as you say, that little piece that was used in the Young Offenders was gorgeous. So I'm just really, really excited to be sitting down here and looking around me and thinking what it's going to be like. Yeah, it's really something to look forward to.
Somebody says, Tom Dunn is on a mission from God. If you are putting the gang or the band back together, you are on a mission from God. What will fans expect? It's not going to be quite the same. It's not going to be everybody cans in the field and camping or whatever the way it once was.
No, civilization has arrived in Ireland since we last tried this. So the idea of toilets and food that you can actually enjoy, they've all arrived now. So proper toilets, you'll be sitting in the stand. The stand, that the last time we had the Faders, it was trying to raise money to build this stand. And this is now the stand you'll be sitting in, the one that was built by the first Fela. And then in front of us on the grass is where the band and the orchestra will be playing. So I think that's going to be really, really powerful. And all around us there'll be pop-up food tents and Prosecco bars and gin bars and all of the civilizations that have arrived over the last few decades.
How big? That's actually a huge legacy that Fela built the stand. I think that's pretty impressive.
It's great, isn't it?
How big of a crowd do you expect?
It'll be 10,000, I think, because it's seated, the capacity is 10,000.
Okay.
So it won't be quite as massive as it was before. But they'll be sedate and looked at.
I don't know about that. what dates is it going to be on, and when will tickets become available, Tom?
Yeah, it's the 22nd of September. That's a Saturday night, and tickets are $49.50, and they go on sale this Friday morning at 9 a.m. And the interest I'm picking up from it is absolutely massive. So I'd say get on your phone as quick as you can on Friday.
Yeah. Somebody says the Fourth Dimension from Killarney need to regroup for Fela. They were fantastic. Also need the Prodigy and Scooter out the gate.
Well, I don't know about any foreign blow-ins this time. I think we have the Irish angle to cover all of that, you know.
I don't think that lineup needs much tweaking at all. Like when I read it, I was like, wow, this is one after another massive band.
Yeah, it is. But I do think now and again, little special guests who come on and do one song would be massive. Trying to have a few surprises for people there and a few things that really helps them remember the night forever would be my job between now and September.
Do you know, Tom, is it going to be televised? Because this would be like the last big kind of gig like this that with all those Irish bands that I can remember probably is about 20 years ago.
I think with a chamber orchestra, the quality of the music is going to be so one-off and so special that I'd be surprised if it isn't filmed in some way. The only negative of that is it gives me 3 months to lose about £8. I'd say £8 would do it.
£8 is nothing done. You could lose £8
it's
in 2 weeks.
When you're on stage and you're conscious trying to hold your stomach in while you're singing, it's just not a comfortable place to be. I don't want it.
£8 is nothing, though. You could do that so well. Someone else says, Tom, please tell me Prosecco and vegan bars are not going to be on the case for the new Fela. Is it going to be that kind of grown-up kind of festival where you mentioned gin bars anyway, so we will see that kind of level of luxury?
The Prosecco will be in pint glasses as well.
Plastic ones, I hope.
Now. Come on, plastic pint glasses of Prosecco. And I don't know about the vegans. We'll have to wait and see how that goes. Are they a band?
They should be. They should be.
They should.
I think they're an ethnic minority. I think that's what they are. Tell me this. Well, you've obviously played the kind of the Bob Geldof role here. You've pulled everyone together. Was it hard to get people to sign up and to find a set of dates where everybody would do this together?
No, you must be joking. It was the easiest thing I've done in my life. I think it's something people really wanted to do for a long time. It's a strange thing, but we actually all get on as bands. I bump into all of these bands in various places around the country and in foreign countries as well on the road. And we all get on really well. It does feel like a bit of a kind of family for us. So to get us all on the same stage and be hanging around backstage and everything else that goes with it was really easy to do.
It sounds wonderful. I think I'm definitely going to go because it actually sounds like it's going to be the total crack. Someone says, if Tom really wants to play God, please, please, Tom, get the Golden Horde back together.
I had a conversation with that very man. I did. I bumped into him and I said it to him and I saw him look in his eyes thinking that sounds great, and he told me that the problem is the Golden Horde is spread out around the world and it would be awkward to do. But that conversation was started, so I wouldn't rule anything out.
Yeah, someone else says, that Petrol Emotion, that'd be another great addition. The bands are being suggested here are actually great, great bands.
Yeah.
Someone else says, Fela Revisited, and it's on my birthday, sorted, can't wait. I never thought I would be back for my 46th birthday. That's from Kathy. That's a nice thought, isn't it, that you revisit the scene of the crime maybe 20-odd years later.
Yeah, it is. It's 28 years in total. And 28 years is a big significant point in your life. So I think, to look back and think all that's gone on since then, it was kind of like the country was almost starting out. It was such an optimistic time. So, I look forward to kind of seeing people, and I know I will be introduced to their families.
I'll
be introduced to mine. Why not?
I quite like this kind of nostalgia buzz, but I remember the trip to TIP, and I never went because I was always not available whenever it was on. I think I usually had a part-time job or something that clashed with it, and I couldn't get the day off being a lounge girl or something. But anyway, but one of the things I remember, it was a huge event for the youth of Ireland at the time because we didn't really have very much, and there wasn't like there was constant concerts or constant going out. And the idea that people went down as a youth movement to Tipperary and did camp and did have a few cans and maybe hooked up with somebody was a complete like liberation of Ireland's youth at the time.
It was, and it was the first 3-day festival. We actually flew back and we were touring a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And it was only when we landed that we realised what a big deal it was. And when I arrived down, I drove down in my Renault 5 on my own, drove through the main street, through all the melee, drove up to the gates, beat my horn, told the man I was in the band.
And he just let you in.
I just, in you go.
You would have looked rock and roll. And also, you were famous. I remember seeing you at the Trinity Ball. I remember like sitting on the floor at the back of some tent at the Trinity Ball and watching you up on stage. You were like a god to us.
Well, we were getting famous. I think the failure was part of what made us famous, to be honest.
Well,
because that was a triumphant gig. It was 40,000 people, and we played well, played the right songs, and it really, really worked for us that day.
You're so humble, Tom. We played well, and we played the right songs. You guys were huge, and my producer going, "What do you mean were?" Of course, something happens, and Tom Dunn are still amazing. But the point was, people don't remember now how big certain bands were at certain times when they were on the kind of top of their kind of crest of their waves or whatever.
Yeah, it was big. Certainly in Ireland, it was massive. And it was a great experience. But Ireland was and always will be a lovely place. And then when we finished our gig that day, we went out into the crowd to watch the four of us. And all you were getting were claps in the back. And that was a great gig, Tom. And, you know, I wouldn't say, do you want a ham sandwich? But that was kind of what we were eating.
The glamour of it all. It was all rock and roll. But look, thank you. Yeah. So 22nd, am I right?
Yeah, 22nd of September. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 9 a.m.
And pretty good value, in fairness. $49.50 for that lineup.
Great ticket price. Yeah. $49.50 is great.
Yeah, it really is. Look, I look forward to being there. Thank you so much for talking to us. That is, of course, the wonderful Tom Dunn, who will be on air with us tonight here on Newstalk at 10 o'clock. So do tune in then. And the trip to Tip is back. Can you believe it? Do text us in with your memories. Like Rona, who says, "Kira, I met my husband at Fela in 1993. Memories of great weekends." Someone says, "What about a house playing Fela? Wouldn't that be great?" Yeah, totally would. And someone says, "How about Les Enfants? Their song Slip Away is a lost Irish classic. Check out their Self-Aid performance from 1986. On YouTube," and that's from Fergal. I was at Self-Aid Fergal. I remember it well, and I actually think it's the first big concert I ever went to, and unbelievably good. Bringing back lots of memories today. Do keep your texts coming in, 53106. Tell us your memories of the big gigs of the 80s and the 90s, and what did you do at them? Did you meet your husband? Did you lose your husband? What happened back then? And last, maybe one on this, it says, I'm not going to read that one out. Coming up after this, we're going to be talking about mindfulness for teenagers.